55 degrees with a flood watch here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Divorced from reality. Those were the Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's words for claims from a data center developer with a project planned near the city's zoo. The company behind the project, DC Blocks, said it's working with the zoo and the mayor to set up environmental guardrails. But the mayor said that's not true. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
DC Blocks issued a statement just a few hours before Nashville City Council met to debate limits on new data centers. The company says it made commitments to the mayor to reduce noise, control pollution, and pay its fair share for energy. But shortly afterwards, Mayor O'Connell said that's wishful thinking, calling it a PR play and possibly an attempt to disrupt the council's votes. The mayor has filed eminent domain legislation to buy the property that DC Blocks intends to build the data center on. Effectively, that would block the project. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville's Metro Council voted yesterday to approve the mayor's eminent domain legislation on the first of three readings. The council also passed on second reading a new set of regulations for all new data centers proposed in Nashville. The final vote on that legislation is scheduled for July 21st. In related news, Tennesseans living near data centers saw their electric bills go up an average of 3.2% over the course of a year. A report from Think Tennessee finds that data center electricity consumption grew sevenfold in the Tennessee Valley region over the last 5 years. That's the first sustained increase in demand in more than a decade. The analysis finds that Tennessee's land availability and fast-growing tech industry are attracting data center developers. The report's release comes as some Tennessee communities are pushing back on proposed data centers, including near the zoo and near Fisk University.